Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's the live Saturday edition of the program. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. So we're going to jump right into your phone calls about whatever you want. And then coming up, oh, man, all kinds of stuff to talk about. I don't know how much of it we'll get to because, well, Saturday shows tend to be pretty busy on the phones, and that's where we're going right now, to Matthew in California. Matthew, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, Mark, Ian. How are you today?
Good, just sir. Super. Now, to bring our listeners up to speed, you have been calling all week long, actually. For those that don't know, we do a weekday program. It's all available for you at freetalklive.com. You don't get it during the week on your local radio station. But you've been calling every single day with two questions every night that you've been asking us about the industry, the talk radio business, and our experiences within it, because you're going to school for radio, and this is helping you with the project you're working on right now. So you've called with your final two questions?
Yes, sir, and I want to thank you again. I'm starting to feel a little bit like Paula, calling every night. I don't know how she does it, so I guess I can start off with a hi, hun. But I should have asked the question first, I guess. And I'm kind of amazed I didn't ask it, but why did you get into the radio industry?
Well, that is an interesting question.
You first.
Okay. The reason I got into the broadcast radio industry is because I fell in love with pirate radio. Now, that seems like it doesn't follow. However, having fallen in love with the idea of being a radio pirate, I figured, how best to learn about radio, about broadcasting, than to get into the actual business side of it, to get into the industry, you know, because that seemed to be the most obvious way to learn the ropes, so to speak. And I still love the idea of pirate radio today. And I'm not a radio pirate today. However, I have a huge level of fondness for it. And of course, I've done with Free Talk Live what I never could have done with pirate radio, and that is I've managed to get my voice into dozens of markets across the country, whereas with a pirate station, you're only in your local market.
And for me, I contend and have all along that I'm one of the luckiest guys alive ever. And it is, you know, in this case, it bears out. I was just working at a health club, and a guy comes in and says, "Hey, I think you'd be good working for me." And
that's Jim Davis, right?
Yeah, big Jim Davis down there in Port St. Lucie now. And he gave me a job in the radio industry, and I was a salesman for a couple of years and hung out with Ian, and then one day Ian starts up a show, asks me if I want to handle the telephones for him, and there happened to be a microphone in front of me, and just like that. So I've been invited. I'm just that talented.
Super. Okay, and then speaking of talent, what traits would you look for if you were looking to hire a protege?
If I was looking to hire a protege.
Somebody who would work for free.
I've never had to hire anybody, so I can't really say I have too much experience with that.
To me, you know, self-starting is really a big issue, because they would have to show, before we would hire anybody for Free Talk Live, they would have to show their worth over a period of time ahead, you know, before we ever did it. There wouldn't be an interview process.
True.
We wouldn't hang out a help wanted ad and then just interview people when they came in. We would take from the pool of people that have been interactive with the show.
People that are close to the show, the existing co-hosts, there are a few other people kind of behind the scenes. The people that are closest to the show and the most loyal to Free Talk Live would be the people that are most likely to ever have any kind of opportunity thrown their way to actually profit from
the
show.
The loyalty shows their interest in the show and the you know, the business plan and you know what's happening here.
So there are people like Johnson, who's a former co-host on the show that has been both on and off the air helping with Free Talk Live for a long time. And so as a result of his dedication to the program, he was the person who was able to get the opportunity to run the Free Talk Live store, which is, you know, was at least a money-making opportunity. It turned out it was really more of a not so much a money maker as it was a money drainer, but nonetheless the opportunity was there, and he is going to bring it back at some point, and he'll have 100% control over the store. So we don't really hire people on this show.
They haven't yet.
But not yet.
That's why I questioned it as if. I know you guys, I've been listening to the show for a couple of years, and I know people who come in and go and go out, you know, guard, you know, people like that who are, like, say, they're regulars, but I don't see that as a hiring. It's more of a, hey, you're liberty-orientated, and so am I. Let's get together and push for the cause of liberty.
Pretty much. So, I mean, you'd have to be dedicated. If you were going to be hired by Free Talk Live, you'd have to be dedicated to the show and have that level of loyalty that would essentially put you above the competition. Obviously, talent is important. Talent at whatever it is that you do, whether it's being behind a microphone or as Johnson, as I mentioned earlier, he does a lot of the graphics for the show. He's also part kind of the behind the scenes, part of behind the scenes in the web design arena as well. So you got to be able to do what you can do well, and at the same time also be loyal to Free Talk Live.
Well, thank you, gentlemen, and I can't wait for that store to open up, because I want a Free Talk Live sweatshirt, because no one in California will know what the heck I'm talking about. So.
You know, I hear it's my understanding that Johnson will be coming out to the Liberty Forum, and he will be bringing his stock of Free Talk Live stuff, or at least partial stock of Free Talk Live stuff. I don't think he's going to bring as much this time around as he did last year. So if you've been itching to get your hands on a Free Talk Live t-shirt / hoodie, I don't know what inventory he's going to bring. He may not even bring the hoodies. So if you want him to bring something, you should probably email it to him at johnson@freetalklive.com. That way he can bring out specifically what it is you're interested in buying if you're attending the Liberty Forum. Thanks, Matthew, for the call tonight. Always good to hear from you. 800-259-9231. You know, speaking of California, where he was calling from, there are some real bad news out of California. Did you hear about the jobless rate, the unemployment rate out there? 1 in 10.
Not good.
Yeah, more than 1 in 10 workers are now without a job, which is anybody really surprised? California is kind of the most socialist state of all the 50 states for the most part.
Seems close.
And commensurate with that, they have the highest level of unemployment. They're turning into France out there. If you're somebody that likes the idea of living as free as you possibly can, and I don't mean off the backs of others, I mean independently, living free, enjoying liberty for yourself, California seems like the last place you would want to be. Because those 1 in 10 people that are currently unemployed in California are likely going to go on the dole. And that's going to increase the size of the state, and that's going to increase the amount they're going to be taking out of your paycheck, and it's just going to keep getting worse out there. Unless you've seen some news that looks like it's going to turn around, I certainly haven't. So 1-800-259-9231, and as they say, Mark, as goes California, so goes the rest of the country.
You know, we've been all the big guys, Bernanke, and the politician types say that, well, we'll probably hit the bottom of this recession in the middle of this year. But those are just predictions by people that said that the stimulus package would turn everything around.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they're just predictions. We haven't seen the bottom yet. I'm not rooting for us to keep going down.
Me neither.
I'm not rooting for the Dow to be at 2,500. I don't want that. I want a prosperous nation where people are able to trade freely among each other. But we're not getting that.
I don't want a nation anymore. I don't want to have anything to do with the federal government or any sort of United States of America. I think
there's going to be a nation one way or the other. I mean, I understand that you just don't like the idea of nationhood, but
there is no such thing as a nation. It's just an idea. It's just a concept. It's just a fantasy that a lot of people happen to believe in. So it's no more real than your mind is making it.
Understood. But when people have ideas and they have strong enough beliefs behind those ideas, they'll throw people in jail for those ideas.
Oh, yeah.
They'll take their wealth for those ideas.
Absolutely.
So those ideas are valid in the sense that everybody believes them. They are nearly universal.
I'd rather, if we're going to have a fantasy, I'd rather have the nation of New Hampshire and not the United States of America. 800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever is on your mind. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. Toll-free number, again, 800-259-9231. Yet another reason to withdraw from the United States. We'll give you one coming up here in a moment. It has to do with so-called assault weapons. Free Talk Live. We'll be right back.
And now it's time for the Health and Diet Tips Radio Minute with tips and advice on eating healthy and living long. Here's your host, nutrition and diet expert and author of The Engine 2 Diet, Rick Esselstyn.
Another great myth about a plant-based diet is that you can't be a competitive athlete and eat plants. I want you to tell that to Tony Gonzalez, the 247-pound tight end for the Kansas City Chiefs football team. For health reasons, Tony changed his diet after signing a 5-year contract extension, making him the league's highest-paid tight end, and then went on to break the NFL record for receptions by a tight end in 2008. Or better yet, try going plant-based yourself and see how much your own athletic performance improves. For the Diet and Health Tips Radio Minute, I'm Rip Esselstyn.
For a transcript of this program, additional diet and health tips, and information about the Engine 2 Diet, please visit theengine2diet.com. Professional athlete turned firefighter Rip Esselstyn is used to responding to emergencies. So when he learned that some of his fellow Engine 2 firefighters were in dire physical condition, he sprang into action and created the Engine 2 Diet. With the Engine 2 Diet, you'll transform your body and lifestyle in just 1 month. This eating plan is based on a simple diet of whole foods, and it's also packed with dozens of easy mouth-watering recipes. The Engine 2 Diet is medically approved and is designed for anyone who wants to make heroic strides in health. The Engine 2 Diet by Rip Esselstyn is available wherever books are sold.
Are taxes, food, energy, housing, medical forcing Americans into poverty? Is free enterprise flawed, or is our monetary system forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? The answers are in Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about the Fed and central banking. Hi, Ted Anderson. I will give a U.S. silver dollar to everyone who purchases this book. Call 800-686-2237. It's critical to be made aware of the system. Get your copy today, 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Live, the live Saturday edition. You can bring up anything. Just dial the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features we give to you, so enjoy those on us. And those features include live streams. We've got a broadband version of the show, a dial-up version, and even a webcam, all free for you at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com. Oh, and I should also mention that that this weekend I got myself one of the fancy new smartphones. I've never had something this fancy in the realm of the cell phone before. Normally in the last decade that I've had a cell phone in my life, I usually just kind of get the freebie phone.
I'm sure everyone's thrilled for you. What's the point?
Well, I'm excited because one of the neat things about these smartphones is you can you get data access with them. You get essentially an internet service on your phone. And so for the last several months, I've been on and off working on figuring out a way to get the Free Talk Live internet streams available on people's smartphones. But since I didn't actually have a phone of my own, it was kind of difficult to test it, right? I had to rely on other listeners to do the testing, and they did a pretty good job at it. But today I got it working magnifique. It is working very well now, and so it's worth promoting on the air at this point. If you've got a smartphone or some sort of internet-enabled mobile device, you can now listen via your smartphone to Free Talk Live's internet streams. You can go to m.freetalklive.com to get all the details. That's M, as in mobile, m.freetalklive.com, and it's really easy and free. So 800-259-9231 is our number. You can bring up whatever you want.
Too small for me. Those are numerals 2 and 4. That's toosmallforme.com. You can clean out your unwanted or unused kids' items from your home. Save money by grabbing donated items. Take advantage of the coupons and freebies they have there. It's easy to use, and all the features on the site are absolutely free. Don't trash it. Pass it. toosmallforme.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. Let's continue. Talk to Patrick, listening in Austin. Patrick, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how's it going?
What's on your mind tonight?
I was checking the statistics. Well, I checked on the Bureau of Labor Statistics website, and I couldn't find the 10.1 number. But do you know if there are other states that are higher than 10.1, or is California the highest?
I'm pretty sure 1 out of 10 people being out of a job in California is pretty much a record.
Just checking that website, Bureau of Labor Statistics, it had, this is from, I think, last quarter, but there were 2 other states higher than California, with Michigan and South Carolina were both higher.
Huh. Okay. Well, I'm not sure. The story is from the L.A. Times, if you'd like to really drill down and figure out where they got their numbers from.
Yeah, because I'm just wondering about the causal link between socialist policies in California and their unemployment. If Michigan is higher than, or South Carolina, you have to wonder about if it's true about that causal link between socialism and unemployment, or if they're even close. If they're both in the 9-10% range, you really can't draw a good link between the two, can you?
Yeah, you might be making a good point. However, it seems that poverty tends to follow socialism, from my observations.
I don't know. I haven't seen any. I'd have to see some reports on that. You could be right.
No, I've never seen a report on it. It's just been an observation of various different communist economies around the world.
You know, if a report is something written by someone who likely has some kind of agenda, and so, I mean, numbers get a tendency to get skewed. But it does make sense to you that as the amount of money is taken away that you are able to learn, that your that your desire to earn money would go away, right? Like, so if you, 99 cents out of every dollar that you were to earn went to the government, like maybe you'd go play golf.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's kind of a reductio absurdum on that, but yeah, if you do say 99% of your dollar is taken away, then of course, you know, you're not going to do anything because you're only getting a penny, which depends on what the purchasing power of a penny is, I guess, right?
Well, it wouldn't be very high because the government's spending them to the point that, you know, they're not earning them, so they're spending them, you know, in a way that the market wouldn't do. So if, you know, big businessmen are making 10 cents on the dollar, maybe they're going to say, maybe I'll just go play golf instead of making that money.
And there's the other side of it, Mark, wherein if the welfare state is expanding and offering more benefits to those who are collecting the welfare checks, then more people will be incentivized to just say, screw this working stuff, I'm going to go on welfare. And so you get it on both sides. You get the productive class becoming less productive because they just aren't incentivized to. And on the
or
other
moving
side,
someplace.
Right, or leaving. And then on the other side, you get the non-productive, the parasitic class, if you will, becoming more parasitic, and so
yeah,
therefore,
I can't really argue with you guys on those points. All I can say is that I don't know if I would use that 10% number in in California as proof that socialism doesn't work, because I think it's kind of
tricky. That's not what I was saying. I wasn't saying it was proof that socialism doesn't work. We've already got all the proof we need on that. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. There's already plenty of proof out there that socialism doesn't work. It's just kind of an indicator that shows you that, well, it's kind of it's showing California as being awfully similar to other socialist economies where there's tremendous amount of unemployment. Because, well, they can get away with it. Because those unemployed people have a huge welfare state bureaucracy to feed off of.
You know, and I don't know what things are like out in California. I don't. But I can tell you that I won't be unemployed long. Now, I may have to work in – I've got a son. I've got a baby that I've got to take care of. I've got a mortgage that I've got to pay. Well, actually, I don't have a mortgage. But, I have to pay for the maintenance of my house. I have to make money. My wife stays home, so I have to work. It doesn't matter to me whether I've – well, it does matter. But, I mean, I'm going to work whether I have to work at McDonald's or whether I get to work at the job of my choice. I'm going to work.
We continue with Jim, also listening in Austin. Jim, you're on Free Talk Live with Ina Mark.
Gentlemen, it's a pleasure to connect with you. I really like hearing your show.
Thanks, Jim.
I got to give you a compliment. One of the things I like about you guys is you're smart, you're quick, you don't say, you know, and things like at this point in time instead of saying now.
Well,
are you with me?
No. No, I think we're guilty as anybody else of saying things like and though we try to be as cognizant of it as possible and attempt to leave them out if we can.
Well, I notice things like that, and I haven't noticed you guys, so...
Good, I'll take it as a compliment. So who does that?
That's exactly what it was meant. I work at the Texas Unemployment Commission, and people come in, and they spend hours a day, day after day, looking on the screens, and my job is to teach them how to file for unemployment and how to navigate the other website and find work. And I got to tell you, it's a really tough situation for these guys that 20 years of carpentry, and there they are, and they've never been on a computer ever.
Yeah.
And they're coming in with their babies, or their single moms coming in with two kids, and they're slogging through this stuff, and they don't know where the hell the A is or the ampersand or this or that or the other. And it's really a dicey topic to label groups of people that we don't understand, because I don't understand the black culture. I'm a white guy. I'm 61. And I can't relate to a lot of the so-called low class, even though financially I'm considered low class myself. Although I was raised in Scarsdale, New York, and I went to college, and all my relatives were college educated.
You got 10 seconds, Jim.
Okay. Not to accuse you guys, but I'm afraid that I'm interpreting you guys as being sort of in your little tower looking down and saying, well, you're not productive and you're taking advantage of the situation.
I want to come back and talk to you. Hang on, Jim. More in a moment here about producing the productive versus the parasitic. More in moments. Your calls as well. This is Free Talk Live.
In these uncertain times, safety and precaution are key. Don't rely on others for protection. Protect yourself and your family with products from PepperSpray.com. PepperSpray.com carries the largest assortment of pepper spray and personal safety devices on the web. From home safety to nighttime safety, we have the products you need. Order the discreet pepper mace baton, which relies on a powerful pepper formula that, upon direct contact with an attacker's eyes, forces them to slam shut, causing an intense burning sensation. This refillable unit is designed to be carried as a keyring, easily accessible pepper spray, and a defensive baton. PepperSpray.com is offering a special for all GCN listeners. Order the pepper spray baton and receive a free refill cartridge. Please click the GCN category tab on our site for this offer. Visit us today at PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 800-908-9988. That's 800-908-9988.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
SouthSummit.com is the place for top name brand knives such as Kershaw, Spyderco, Cold Steel, Gerber, K-Bar, Boker, Leatherman, and more. South Summit has one of the largest selections of self-defense products on the web. Knives, stun guns, police batons, pepper spray, LED flashlights, emergency kits, binoculars, and tactical gear are just some of the great products found on SouthSummit.com. Receive discounted prices on camping and preparedness products from Camelback, Kelty, and Eureka. Check out our water storage barrels, water purification systems, and Mountain House freeze-dried foods that have a 30-year shelf life. Keep an eye on your family and keep them safe with our do-it-yourself spy camera systems. Mention that you heard this ad on the radio and you'll receive a free LED flashlight with your order. Visit SouthSummit.com. That's South Summit, S-U-M-M-I-T, SouthSummit.com. Or call toll-free 1-800-234-8654. That's 1-800-234-8654.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. You can dial toll-free and bring up what you want. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got a bulletin board system with over 400,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about, from serious issues to fun stuff. You'll find it all free at bbs.freetalklive.com.
According to the Computer Privacy Handbook, normal internet technology is the most comprehensive surveillance system ever invented. Put a stop to email snooping with an easy-to-use email alternative, privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure. You can go over there and get a free account today at privacyharbor.com.
All right, we're going right back into the calls here. Jim is still on the line in Austin. Now, Jim, a moment ago you made an accusation about us looking down from our tower in regards to what we were saying earlier about people being productive versus parasitic, and I'd like you to clarify what it is you were trying to get at there before we address it.
I wish he could help you, but I have a son. My name is Kathy, and he had to go into a yoga class, and I'm sorry that he couldn't continue.
Okay, so Kathy is now going to take over for Jim.
I'm not taking over.
You're
I'm
not.
Just letting, know where
You're just letting us know what happened. Well,
talk.
Jim had to go.
Thanks.
I appreciate that courtesy, Kathy. Thanks for the call tonight. Let's address it anyway here, Mark, whole idea that we're looking down our noses.
Well, looking down from the ivory tower, I must say it's very nice here in the ivory tower, which is what, your living room here at your house? And my opulent 93 Dodge Shadow with peeling paint is sitting outside.
I've got a 96 Corolla outside.
Yeah, you have 300,000 miles?
Over 300,000 miles.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Okay, so ivory tower, not. Now, are we idealistic? Perhaps to some extent. Like, yeah, I am. I do think that to some extent a man's value is defined by how well he cares for his family, him going out and working every day, earning money. I mean, you can call work whatever you want to call it. So, yeah, and do I aspire to one day be able to be so comfortable as to have the choice of whether or not to go to work? Do I think that frugality plays a role in that? Yes, I do. I think that people are responsible for those things. Now, I don't have a problem with a person getting something like unemployment.
I don't either.
When they pay into it every single week.
Absolutely. I wouldn't consider that person a parasite. What I would consider parasitic would be to be on welfare and to continue to be on welfare and to never get off welfare. That's a parasite. If you can work, if you can go out and plug yourself into the economy and do something, if you're not, you know, completely crippled or something, some sort of debilitating condition to where you can't.
But there are generations on welfare. Sorry, it's just so.
That's what I would define as parasitic. Somebody who is not producing anything, but is instead sucking off the wealth of everybody else.
And then the next thing you have to ask yourself is, where's the obligation to take care of these people? People that just essentially don't want to work. Now, I'm not talking about people that cannot work. I'm talking people, and I don't know where the obligation to take care of them came from either, but where's the obligation from a societal or individual standpoint to take care of those people that do not wish to work? I don't see one. I didn't sign a piece of paper that says, let me into society and I will take care of your poor and lazy. I didn't do that. I just happened to be born here, and the government was taking money out of people's checks before I started working and then started taking money out of mine immediately. They told me they'd throw me in a jail cell if I didn't fill out their little tax
forms. That's apparently your obligation, Mark.
Yeah, it's not an obligation. It's tyranny. Yeah. I mean, that is essentially the lord of the manor says you must do this, and if you do not, you go to the dungeon. Now, the lord in this case may be the majority of the voting public, you know, when you finally boil it all down, although I think one could make the argument that actually it's the bureaucrats in Washington that have, you know, they're there, administration in, administration out, the ones that have been there for a lifetime. Those are, in fact, the rulers. But, you know, it all boils down to the voters, and I don't think that the majority of voters have the right to tell me whether or not I have to support lazy or people that are unable to work.
I'm with you, man. I have no problem supporting people that need assistance. If you
right,
need
I just
assistance,
sent what for me was a very big check to St. Jude's Hospital to take care of kids with cancer. Please don't call in and call me callous. I do not want to hear that. I'm just not interested in it. However, if you if you don't want to work, I don't want to take care of you.
Exactly.
Thanks.
Let's continue with your calls, and let's talk to Mike in Virginia, listening to WCHV. Hello, Mike. You're on Free Talk Live.
Wow, this is great. I can't believe I get to talk to you guys.
It's not that hard, man. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you so much. But the whole thing with the people that think socialism is good, they need to come up with some examples of where socialism worked well. But the main reason I called you is the whole deal with the unemployment and your guys – you struck a chord with me with the parasitic kind of thing. Just like, for example, if anybody who's an employer, which I'm going to admit I am,
mm-hmm.
If you have employees and you had 100 of them, there's at least 10 who are totally worthless.
Yeah.
So I don't feel bad about that part of it. But the whole thing is, it's just, what's going on now is our government trying to steal every penny they can.
Sure.
In my opinion, this is what's happening.
In the guise of Robin Hood. They've got the little green cap on with the little feather in it. They say they're Robin Hood. They're robbing from the rich and giving to the poor. But what they don't mention is that they take themselves a nice, healthy slice off the top. In the case of welfare, it's 70%. Only 30% of the dollars that go into the welfare system
federal
and on the federal level come out to the people that wish to have them. So it's the middle class bureaucrats and on up. When I say middle class, the upper middle class, some of them, that are making all that money.
Well, and only a percentage of that 30%, you say 30% goes to the receivers. Only a percentage of the receivers are actually worthy receivers, people with debilitating conditions and that sort of thing. Or there's a good percentage of them that are just welfare hogs. They're queens.
Well, I guess my thing, and you guys, like I say, you struck a chord with this, describing them as the parasitic people. I'm 56 years old.
All right.
One of my sisters actually moved to Canada for the socialism.
Oh, boy.
So she could make pottery and they could sell pottery to each other and live in free housing and get free health care and do nothing but, well, you know what people do when they're just making pottery. And
sing kumbaya.
Right, right. So the whole thing, it's just, to me, it's just bad. And then sometime, now I'm going to pick on you guys.
Okay, please.
I have a lot of friends from New Hampshire. And before I, well, and but you guys are against government, but your own government and all my friends in New Hampshire, they're all of going bankrupt and selling their homes. And this is their second time around with this. Because in the 80s, it happened to them, too. And you guys are like the, actually the leaders in, if you want to have a barometer when everything's going to go to pot, New Hampshire goes first. In my experience, I hate to say this, I'll let you guys pick on me for it. But
yeah. Are you suggesting that there are bad economic times up here in New Hampshire?
Right, because New Hampshire's was rated by, I believe it was Money Magazine, that said that you know, we have three towns or three cities here that it would be considered recession, the most recession-proof in the nation. So I would say that we're probably doing pretty well. I mean, I don't know your friends from New Hampshire.
I'm going to agree with you 100%. It's certain spots in New Hampshire and certain spots all around the country, like all college towns, for example.
But ours is a college town. Keene, we do the show from Keene, New Hampshire.
And it was rated on that list.
And Keene was listed as, what was it, the
third most recession-proof city in the nation.
Now, this was for mid-sized or small to mid-sized cities. It was not for large.
Must be small. We're 25,000 people.
Right. But the truth is, I mean, there are some parts of New Hampshire that are having a tougher time. I mean, I know that Claremont has been kind of dying. Berlin is up north, and it's been dying off. So, and, you know, a lot of that has to do with local regulations. For instance, I know that Berlin is one of the highest tax, it's the highest tax city in New Hampshire as far as property taxes are concerned. So, you know, if you were to have an actual small government situation where the government were to back off and drastically lower those taxes and the zoning board were to disappear, then that would give some people an opportunity to open up some businesses that they might not otherwise be able to afford to open up, or give businesses on the edge the ability to continue on without having to shut down. So I'm with you. I thank you for the call, and I share the concerns. And that's one of the reasons why we've got more and more activists coming up here to New Hampshire in order to be active for freedom, so we can have a stronger economy. And more is on the way. Free Talk Live.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it. I didn't approve it. I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
How many times have you been in the dark looking for a flashlight, only to find the one that you have is broken, the batteries are dead, or it's just not bright enough? You need the Packlight. The Packlight is the longest-lasting flashlight on the market and simply snaps onto any 9-volt battery and uses two high-powered LED lights. It's small enough to carry in your pocket, car, garage, and home. The Packlight can survive severe impact, be frozen solid, and still work flawlessly. The Packlight is so durable, soldiers overseas rely on them and has been featured in the New York Times and Backpacker magazine. The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty and prices start at just $12.99. To learn more and see for yourself just how incredible this small flashlight can be, visit 9voltlight.com. That address again is 9voltlight.com. Or call us today at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
Companies continue to lay off thousands of people. Unemployment is the highest it's been in over 30 years. Statistics prove that in a recession, crime rates go up. Everyone needs something for that extra edge to prevent becoming a victim in these difficult and trying times. You need to prepare yourself with DPS pepper spray, available at MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray in the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Scorpion stun gun is a great way to take down a potential attacker. Mr. Defense also carries the largest selection of air tasers, knives, self-defense keychains, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off of your order and a free self-defense keychain. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 for all of your self-defense needs today.
What will you do when the economy collapses, store shelves are empty, and your stored food is gone? How will you feed your family? True self-sufficiency and peace of mind is being able to grow a wide range of crops, ensuring a well-balanced diet for your family. GetSeeds.net is offering 100 different varieties of GM-free vegetable seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You get over 14,000 seeds for only $49. We offer a complete range of seeds, including heirloom tomatoes, old-fashioned beans, carrots, sweet corn, peppers, cucumbers, celery, broccoli, onions, cauliflower, asparagus, spinach, melons, and a whole lot more. This is one of the finest, most affordable seed offers that is on the market today. Variety in your garden means a diverse and healthy diet for your family year-round. So go to GetSeeds.net or call 1-877-394-6657. Supplies are limited, so order today. That's GetSeeds.net or 1-877-394-6657.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition. The toll-free number for you is 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Bring up whatever you want. That's the point of the show. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give away all the features on the site. Now, if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do that by shopping with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. You know you've got to get shopping done. Even in a down economy, you still need to buy stuff. So save a few bucks at Amazon. Their new prices you'll probably find are cheaper than your local department stores. And they even sell used items. So if you need to save even more, you can buy used. And Free Talk Live will still get a percentage when you enter through Amazon.freetalklive.com. We continue with your phone calls. Jeff, listening to WFLA in Tampa, Florida. Jeff, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, good evening, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
You know, you guys are really hitting the key with me because I got to tell you, I'm coming through kind of a period in my life right now where politically I'm kind of going from being a pretty moderate conservative to basically to a point where I'm starting to really look at things in this producer parasite type of view that you guys are talking about right now. I'm kind of at a point where I'm applying that to the whole spectrum now. And I got to tell you the truth, man. You know, my wife and I are young. I'm 26. She's 25. We've got a young daughter that's 4 years old. We made middle 60s this year. And, you know, we go up by a couple thousand every year. My wife's in college. I'm in college. We both kind of screwed up a little bit in the teenage years, and we're making up for it now. But we're at that point now where realistically that's, you know, we're seeing a lot of people, you know, that are in the system. And I'm telling you, man, for people who are out there trying to make a living, trying to work like the guys that have been calling in before saying, you know, whatever the job is, just work. You know, there's no help for us. I mean, you fall on hard times when you're a productive person in this society. They ain't got nothing for you. But if you're a dreg, They got your ticket written right there at the door.
Right, it's absolutely true. You've got to lose everything before they'll give you some help. So your house has to go, you know, your cars have to go.
I don't know, aren't they bailing out a whole bunch of people with mortgages?
Oh, I'm sorry, they may be doing that, but you could be very, very, very wealthy. They'll only bail out the very wealthy or the very poor at this point.
They
are talking about bailing out some mortgages, but I don't know what's going to happen there.
Well, then that's where the political part of it always kicks in the long run, you know, yep. The left and the right. But, you know, the thing about it is, guys, is that really, I mean, you know, the message that you guys are getting out there on your show, you know, and I just had a discussion on the Bill Bennett show a couple weeks ago in the morning about the same thing. Whether you want to label it a conservative message, I know you guys tend to kind of try to go away from doing the left or right thing, but this message needs to be heard by people, you know, 20 to 40 years old, because I'm telling you, man, it's not out there. People look to these, you know, a lot of people that I work with, I work in a warehouse. And, you know, I try to talk sense into these people because I'm telling you, man, they don't understand that we are the power. The people are the power of this country, and we're the ones that make America what it is. People like you, people like me. But, you know, not enough people get that, man.
Well, you're right. They've been emaciated over the years. They've been just beaten down.
Emasculated.
Emasculated? What does it mean?
Emaciated means you're skinny, like you.
Well, anyway, they've been beaten down over the years, and they have essentially been brainwashed. The American people have been brainwashed into thinking that all problems can be solved through the government, and they just don't understand that they can say no because they're so afraid to. If they say no to what the government is demanding, if the government comes to them and says, "Well, we're going to be increasing your property taxes this year," or "We're going to be increasing your income taxes this year," people will just bend right over and they'll pay it because they understand that there's a chance they could be thrown in a cold prison cell if they don't. However, the point they're missing, and the point that you kind of just hit on a moment ago, is that there are more of us than there are of them. And there always will be more of us than there are of them, because if it gets to the point where there are more of them than there are of us, the economy will have already crumbled. I mean, the economy cannot support a majority of people being, you know, working for the government or completely living off of government largesse.
Soviet Union proved that.
Yeah, at some point, if Americans were to just put their feet down and say, "Nah, no more. I'm not participating anymore. I'm no longer going through with this nonsense anymore. I'm going to live my life as free as I possibly can. I'm going to retain the 15% that is taken out of every single paycheck and sent to Social Security. I'm going to retain the however many other percent is sent in for income taxes." You want to talk about an increase in your standard of living, that would be it right there. But most people are too afraid to do it because, well, they don't want to be the first person. They don't want to be that the individual that the government goes after and holds up as an example, to, like, you know, Wesley Snipes or Willie Nelson, I guess, was another one. So that people are just too afraid. And until Americans get over their fear, then nothing is going to change. And it is all going to come crumbling down. If Americans can defeat their fear and start moving ahead and actually acting like courageous human beings again, then everything can change and it can happen quite quickly. But I'm with you. I think we need to get this message out as quickly and as widely as possible.
No.
I just don't know how likely Americans are to actually find some courage
to be receptive to it. I mean, I understand, but you know, and also a large part of the problem is that you guys aren't up on any pedestal. I mean, you're just speaking truth, and you know, a lot of these politicians, especially on the left, they're so politically correct that, you know, in their view, or at least in the way that they put it in the media, anybody that's on welfare or any of these people, they're just disadvantaged. And, you know, it's pathetic because the reality is that when you're me and you live in a, you know, in a world where I work, you know, with a lot of lower class people and I see the system, and I'm telling you right now, man, the people that I know in my life that I've met, even people in my own family that use welfare and food stamps and programs like this, they are the worst parents. They don't care about their kids. They don't care about saving money. They don't care about their kids' education. I mean, you know, the bottom line is most of these people that are on these programs, they're garbage. They don't want to be productive.
They could be otherwise, however. These people have been trained to be garbage, as you put it, because the opportunity to be garbage and to continue being garbage is present for them. If the opportunity wasn't there, if, for instance, all assistance programs were run by churches or by other private charity groups, then what you would have is a drastically different situation, wherein if somebody fell onto hard times, they would have to go to this private organization, and they would show this private organization what had happened to them. They would tell them their story. They would ask for assistance. The private organization would give them the assistance, but the private organization would handle it differently than the government welfare bureaucrats. The private organization would have an interest in making sure that the individual or the family that was falling on had fallen on hard times was actually working toward making their lives better, actually healing their lives and getting back out there. Whereas the government program, as long as you can fill out the right paperwork in the correct way, you'll continue getting a check. There is no individual within the governmental organization that really cares in a way like a charity might about the people that they're dealing with. So the government,
put them in the box.
Right, yep, the government charity situation, the government welfare situation just encourages more people to just come in into the box, as you say, and to just keep collecting. Whereas if it was privately run, those private organizations would have real overhead that they have to be concerned with. They'd have contributors like you and I or Mark. We might be contributing to an organization like that. And if we found out that the organization was doing a slipshod job of helping people, that they were just letting people leech off of their system, then we could withdraw our contributions. We can't do that from the welfare program, because if we withdraw, they come after us and they threaten to hurt us. They threaten to throw us out of our homes. They threaten to throw us in cages.
It's the problem with...
Unless your last name's Dashiell.
it's all of them, my friend.
It's the problem with every monopoly system. Once an organization's a monopoly, they don't have to provide as good of a service. And the only way you can get a monopoly is if the government backs them up, because competition in the marketplace will always bring any other, so what they call, you know, market monopolies, even though there's never been an example of one in history. But, you know, they'll always bring the big guy down.
Any other thoughts, Jeff?
Well, you guys are fighting the good fight, and it's just, you know, I'm going to keep on my end. I'll tell you right now. I mean, like I said, I'm pushing away a lot more nowadays as I'm getting older, and I'm pushing away from so much of the left and the right, and I'm trying to talk to people out there in my age group, and I'm trying to tell people, hey, man, listen, the only way you're going to get anywhere in your life is with you, because I'm telling you right now, Barack ain't going to make your life any better than what it is right now.
No, all the government can do is forcefully extract wealth from the productive and then redistribute it in the way that's politically feasible for them. Thanks for the call. And it does that whether it's Barack Obama or whether it's George Bush. Need we mention here that George Bush drastically increased the size of the state, aggregated a tremendous amount of power to the executive branch, and now Barack Obama, of course, is benefiting from all the things that George Bush did. They're all working together to enrich themselves at your cost, and to enrich their buddies as well. Hour 2 is coming up. You take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNLive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNLive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNLive.com. We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.